Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, happy Funky Friday to you here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Hope your Friday's been going well. And if you want to make it go even better, make sure at 2 o'clock that you're at Cajun Craven. They're off. And let me make sure I do this right. Because I want to make sure. Cajun Craven, which is at 12141 Beamer Road on the southeast side of H-Town, out there towards Pearland. You want to go hang out with the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron, for Stop 11 on the 610 Crawfish Tour. That one, again, going to Cajun Craven out there. Go see, hang out with the fellas, get you some mud bugs.
8507 Queens Boulevard.
I don't know why I thought about that.
Dude, you were always thinking about that. That's just always
8507
It's always
Queens
in the holster.
Boulevard.
Always in the holster.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Always. Okay. That's the type of vibes that we're on today. And hopefully we can share those vibes with our guest. He's the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. They've got another match lined up for Shell Energy Stadium tomorrow, hosting the lowly Montreal CF, I believe mm-hmm. it is club football as opposed to football club. Either way, they should be catching Nell. Ain't that right, Ben Olson?
Yeah, that's right. That is right. You guys have great energy, by the way, today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's good.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to ask you, are you someone who is like a believer in somewhat of the mystical? Because I think that John Lopez, my co-host here, would say that our energy is in part due to the fact that his wife, during the strawberry moon that occurred earlier in the week, set out a mason jar filled with
mason
water.
Jars.
Or multiple, sorry.
Yeah.
So that she can make what she has deemed moon water, which is supposed to, like, you know, make you feel better, you know, make you glow, things of that nature, other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a believer in the mystical? And if that's the case, do you want us to bring you some moon water for the game tomorrow?
I will love some moon water. Is this something you drink, or
yes,
you just kind of
yes.
you drink it?
Yeah, she's a hippie, and she puts out her crystals, and we put out the mason jars of filled with water, and it's supposed to, like, you know, have a calming influence, less stress, all that stuff. I don't know how much I buy into it, but as I told the boys yesterday when they were giving me a hard time about it, I just work here.
Yeah, I was raised by hippies, so I have a lot of I'm okay with that. I'm down with some is moonshine or moonwater.
Moonwater.
Okay. You want to go in entirely? This is before the game or after the game, Coach?
I prefer a combo. Some type of combo of that.
I'd like some moonshine on some moonwater.
Well, I'll tell you something that I do want to consume. Whatever the hell Jack McGlynn is consuming, the man scores a 58-second goal with the national team. Unfortunately, that wasn't in a victory. But I mean, how impressive has Jack McGlynn's recent run of play been? I know that he's not going to be available for you tomorrow with Montreal, but I just wanted to speak about your midfielder.
Yeah, we're going to miss him for sure, but. Again, our sport is unique that he plays for the Dynamo and then he goes away with the national team, and we can kind of be a fan, right? We can be a fan of our own player in a different environment, and to watch him and to have success, on that scale is a big deal for us. It's a big deal, you know. It's a feather in the cap of our club and kind of what we're doing. He's playing a similar position, so we take pride in him doing well over there. And ultimately, we want him on the World Cup team. That's also a big deal for him and our club. In particular, it's, you know, we're a host city. It's in our country. We feel like it's a really important for him to continue to do well there and support him so he can be in the World Cup.
Well,
100 days out, by the way. 100 days out. Man. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1 year out.
Out. Ben, we could have used you in our impromptu post-show meeting the other day because it wasn't on the air, but we got into all kinds of topics about the USA national team, and it was getting pretty heated back and forth. Obviously, we're all passionate about the game, and obviously they're not doing well. I mean, just from your perspective, I'm not asking you to criticize anybody, but this is a pickle that they're in. How do you handle that? A team that has lost the way they've lost, there seems to be some sort of at different levels, you know, some sort of dissent in terms of Pochettino, et cetera. I mean, what are your perspective? What's your perspective on this?
I would love to be in there because it's there's so many great arguments going back and forth, and whether to ring the alarm bells right now or look, that's a B team / C team that played the other night, and there's good players here, but some of those good players chose not to come into this camp, which is disappointing. And there's just a lot of dialogue, which in some ways is good. It shows that it means something to our country right now, and we're not pleased with the situation that we're in. Ultimately, I am a fan of the U.S. national team, and I'm critical, and I'm disappointed, and I feel the same thing that everybody else is feeling in this moment with this group. And I thought it was a missed opportunity, frankly, to have everybody in here. You only have so many opportunities to get this group together before a year from now you're playing on the biggest stage where you have to be completely well-oiled if you're going to have success. And there's a lot of pressure on us to do well in our own country and show our fans that we've moved the needle and we continue to push this sport in this country. And right now it is not a lot to hang on to, but I'm an optimist. I think there's, you know, when you put McKinney and Pulisic and you put all these guys in that group, fresh, ready to go, I still believe that we're going to be okay and we're going to make some noise in the World Cup.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking to the head coach of your Houston Dynamo, Ben Olsen, right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Ben, we've had a lot of conversations football-wise, gridiron football-wise, about the quarterback of the Texans, C.J. Stroud, because they were, you know, he was being held out of practices, and we were wondering, does that mean something injury-wise? The team kind of gave us a little, I mean, they didn't give us all the information that we kind of wanted on the outside, and ultimately came out all right. But I was interested from your perspective as a guy who notoriously, you know, can be a little bit interesting. And when it comes to your relationship with the media, like, how do you handle how much information that you give the media, whether it's injury issues or kind of maybe tactically? Like, how do you balance that that relationship with, you want to give information, but you also want to make sure that you have some level of competitive information or protect your players?
Yeah, if any sports franchise gave everything, it's just not. Yeah. It's not what we do, right? It's no different than any corporation or what goes beyond the scenes at your radio show. There's a lot that people don't necessarily know. But I feel like if you hide too much, you know, you lose that authenticity. And I've always tried to give as much as I can that doesn't give some competitive advantage to the other team, or something that ends up being really private and personal that just shouldn't be aired to the public. But as far as wins and losses and guys not fighting and all this stuff, I try to be an open book, mostly because I'm not smart enough to like hide things and then cover my tracks and then lie. And what did I lie about? You know, it's always been easier for me to just throw it on the table for the most part. And, you know, every coach is different. Some are a lot more cagey than others, but that's just always going to been my mantra, and it's gotten me in trouble before. But overall, I think it's still the way I'm most authentic.
Well, we appreciate it, and one thing you've been authentic about is the scheduling of your squad, because a lot of midweek games, you guys seem to be maybe not getting the same treatment as other teams that you're facing. How do you handle that in terms of just getting guys ready when you're just flat out playing more games than some of your opponents?
Yeah, we had 9 games, and I think we're the only other team. There's only one other team in the league that had that. A bunch of teams are coming here fresh, and we have the Wednesday night game. And you know, it's a fine balance making excuses, right? And but sometimes, you know, you can rally behind that as a group. And you know, Houston, frankly, in our league, I don't think we've been treated that well over the last decade. And part of that is the situation we put in, right? We're not this sexy team like LA and Miami. We don't have Messi, and every league that happens. Sometimes we can put Houston there, no big deal. But we wouldn't do that for Miami or LA or some of the bigger name teams with bigger players. And part of that is normal. I think it happens in all the leagues. But this year, and maybe even last year, I think it's gotten a little bit ridiculous. So, you know, I try to say some things and just for the future, that they make sure that we're getting an even playing field. But saying that, over the course of May, we did a good job. Mm-hmm. And the players, you know, the first part of the season, look, we talked about it. It wasn't good enough, figuring ourselves out, a lot of change. And we were realistic that it wasn't going to be great. We picked up a few points. But the second half of the first half of the season, this last month and a half, we've leveled off and we've gotten more competition in here and we've picked up some points and we got ourselves close to the playoff line. So this is just about the next phase here growing. And if we can keep pushing this team up a level each quarter of the season, I think we'll put ourselves in a good spot, hopefully to get into the postseason and be at our best. So that's the plan. So we'll see if it can happen.
I'm glad you mentioned growing. I think last time that I was able to come out to a match, I asked you about Femi and, you know, the arc of his season thus far. And I thought your answer was very insightful that, you know, there hasn't been much of an arc just yet. I'm interested, especially with not just Femi, your center back, but with the entirety of that back line, how are you seeing that progress? Where is it in relation to what your expectation is for this team at this point?
Yeah, it's a great question. That is the back line right now is where I kind of spend my most time figuring out, you know, what is our best group. And I think that's healthy in some ways because we now have Eric Svechenko back in the mix. Felipe and Pablo Ortiz, who's a brand new player, all in this group competing. And so that's the good news, is we have the deepest team that we've had all year, and maybe I had in the last couple years in this moment. But within that, if you're still figuring it out at this point in the season, mm-hmm. it's not great either, because these guys need relationships, just like, you know, a quarterback and a wide receiver, you know, these guys that connect all the time. Right. The more minutes these guys and the more reps these guys get together, the more comfortable they're going to be with some of the intricacies and some of these big key moments of looking after each other on the field. So it's a balance of like, look, let's keep not experimenting, but putting guys in there, seeing what they're worth, but also building some relationships. So collectively, that back line is at its best. So we're still in that transition mode, unfortunately. We had 2 weeks of training sessions, which helped, but we're still incorporating some new guys. May, there weren't a lot of training sessions, a lot of games. So we've really used these 2 weeks to try to button up some of that stuff. It's a work in progress, but we got options. That's a good thing.
Yeah, options are a good thing, and hopefully those options help you against CF Montreal tomorrow as you take them on. Shell Energy Stadium, we're hoping for a W and 3 points and continuing on in an upwards trajectory campaign. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Yes, sir. All right, looking forward to the next time we get to chat. Go get a W, Skip.
John, Reggie, thank you for having me on, as usual, man.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. That's Ben Olsen, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, joining us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I really wanted to ask him because he talked about competition. I was like, ooh, the notion of like competition versus like high-end talent. How do you view that? Because obviously that's something that we're looking at very closely with the Texans offensive line. Maybe next time we have an opportunity to chat with him.
And he's an advocate of Moonwater.
Advocate of Moonwater.
There you go.
So you got any left over? We can ship over there.
I got something. The biggest bottle is in the refrigerator. I had a little sip last night.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it's working.
Look at me.
Look at me is insane. All right.
All right. So it's not working.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the best and worst case scenarios in the AFC South came through via CBS Sports. Do they make you more confident or less confident about this division? We'll do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.